Share number 50, continuing in Shaar Bitachon, Paragimel, Chavis HaLavavis is giving us a little insight into Tzadik V'Raloi. We had four reasons so far that it's possible to attribute why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives suffering to Tzadikim. And the fifth reason that the Chavis HaLavavis gives is Ulupamim Sibas HaDavar Hu, He, Mipnei Shehulai Mekanes, Kinas Hashem, Limchais Mipnei Dorei. An unbelievable thing, sometimes a tzaddik has to suffer and punished because he did not protest. Kinas Hashem. He did not protest to the people of his generation when they were doing things incorrectly. Like we know from the punishment of Eli, Shenemar Aleihem, the children of Eli, Chofni and Pinchas. Kesef. V'kikar lechem. So it says over there that even though Pinchas did not sin the same way Chofni did, but he was punished the same way Chofni was punished. And the reason, says the Gemara in Shabbos, is because he should have protested and he didn't. And because of that, he received the same punishment. So you see, a tzaddik has a responsibility to protest for inappropriate actions that are going on around him. It's well known the Chafetz Chaim, Zichrono Livracha, traveled throughout Europe and would stop in cities. And if he would hear that even one person in that city was Mechalel Shabbos, he would gather the entire city and speak to them. He was already sometimes, he did this even in his later years, he was an older man in his 90s, and he would say, you're wondering why an old man came to talk to you. And he answered, Chazal tell us a person is punished for the sins of his generation if he has the ability to protest. And one day Hashem is going to say to me, Yisrael Meir, did you know that in this city, someone was being Mechalel Shabbos? What'd you do about it? So I'm doing my part to protest and beg you to keep Shabbos. And that's why I traveled all the way from Radin to talk with you today. Please, please don't be Mechalel Shabbos. And that's the concept of protesting and being moicha to things that are going on around us. And everyone really has such an achrayis, but it seems it's a greater achrayis on the tzaddiki hador, because it's biyadam, they have more of a power to protest. And therefore, if chas v'shalom they don't, they're not moicha, that's another reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Tzadik V'Raloi. But Rubinson brings another reason that the Chavis HaLavavis doesn't, that is sometimes Tzadikim suffer just for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It's well known, the name Elimelech from Lezhensk, was mekavel on himself Yisurim as a kapara for Klal Yisrael. And when he was Nifter, he died with great Simcha, and he said, I exempted Klal Yisrael from Chevle Mashiach because of my suffering. So, there's that concept as well, that a tzaddik, after he perhaps, we've mentioned reasons where he has his own Averis that he has to have a kapara for. But after a tzaddik has had a kapara for his own Averis, it's possible that his suffering brings chusim to the entire generation. And that's another reason to understand Tzadik V'Raloi. So these are some insights that the Chavis HaLavavis is attempting to give us into Hashkochas Hashem and into his Cheshbonos. And like you said before, there's no real way to understand clearly Hashem's millions and gazillions of Cheshbonos for everything. But there are various klalim, and there are explanations, and we'll never know in each situation why a certain thing happened to a tzaddik. There's no one answer to every question, to each question. However, there are mahalchim that we have to be makabel, and we know our emes, and we know that all goes into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos in what he does to a person. Now continues the Chavis HaLavavis, that tzaddik v'raloi, but rasha v'toivloi. We have the concept of evil people sometimes prosper and have good things happen to them. So the Chavis HaLavavis goes through five ways to explain why a Rasha has Toiv. And the reason for the Taivais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a Rasha, lepamim asiba lekachi, sometimes the reason is as follows. It's possible that he did something in the past that was good. And because of that, Hashem is now repaying him in this world. Like the Pasuk says, and Hashem repays his enemies now in order to destroy them. And Unculus explains, "Umishalim l'sanoi tavon dinu avdin kadamoi b'chayeyon la'ivadeyan." Unculus explains that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays now, "Umishalim l'sanoi," means he pays them now in their life. Why? In order that any good that they did will be paid in this world, and they will not receive. They will not receive schar in Olam Haba. The Lashon of Unculus is Avdin Kadamai B'Chayeyon. It's paying them in their lifetime. Targum Yonison Ben Uziel is a little bit more mefurish, and he says Ba'al Mahadein in this world, so that they should be destroyed Ba'al Mahadasi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that everyone gets paid for the actions that they did. But sometimes he pays a Rasha for the actions, the good things that he did in this world, in order that he shouldn't receive any schar in Olam Haba. Saul Salanter, Zichrono Livracha, used to say that Olam Hazeh is a tire hotel. Olam Hazeh is a very expensive hotel. Rabbi Saul was once in a hotel, and he asked for a cup of tea, and he was charged an exorbitant price. And he said, "Look, because I'm not just paying for the hot water and the leaves, I'm paying for everything here, the whole fancy ambiance here." He said, so too, when we take pleasures from Olam Hazeh, they're expensive. And it could cause us to lose our reward in Olam Haba. So the Talmidim were very nervous. So Bisrael then took them to the kitchen. And they saw the workers in the kitchen sipping tea. And Rabbi Saul said to them, to his Talmidim, "Do you think they also pay $10 for a glass of tea sitting here in the kitchen?" He says, "No, because they work for the establishment. When you work for the establishment, you get your food and your drink for free. So too, if we work for Hashem, and we live in this world to fulfill His Torah and His mitzvahs, everything we get is not on the cheshbon. He'll take care of us for free without costing us any future detractions." So that is Rabbi Yisrael telling us what it means to be in a Tyra hotel. Are you here as a guest? If you're here as a guest, so then you have to pay for everything. If you're here working, so then adiraba, you have an expense account, and everything you get is without detracting. You get paid back for all of it. It has nothing to do with the payment that you're going to get. And that's how we have to view ourselves in this world. We have to look at what are we here for. Are we guests? If we're guests, that's a problem. But if we're here working for Hashem, we're working for His Torah, we're working to fulfill His Torah and His mitzvahs, so that's an entirely different story.